Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That is me, Madison Chase. We're in this place. Let's digitally, virtually chat face to face. Today is Tuesday, so Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. On Fridays, we talk about favorite brand Fridays. And then on Saturdays, healthy relationships. Sundays, what fill your soul. Today, I want to talk about something that is very, very good. Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from our sponsor. Then we'll jump right into this episode. Thank you so much for listening to Cut to the Chase at 8 podcast. I appreciate you subscribing, sharing, and talking about this podcast on social media, and definitely leaving a 5-star rating. I appreciate it. You can find this podcast on 10 different platforms, so thank you. So whether you have an iPhone or an Android, you could always listen. And, you know, Monday through Thursday, we talk health because it truly is your wealth. And then on Fridays, we talk my favorite brands. Saturdays, healthy relationships. Sundays, what fills your soul. And if you want to continue this conversation on Facebook, it's Official Madison Chase Fitness. On Instagram, it's Madison Chase Fitness. And YouTube, the same thing, Madison Chase Fitness. And then on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. If you'd like to sponsor this podcast and we could talk about your product, brand, or service here, all you have to do is call 213-538-2348. Okay, so yesterday we talked about iodine and why you need it, and at every age and every stage of life, why iodine is so important. So today I wanted to talk about berries. What's berry, berry good? So tons of people talk about berries, but I wanted to look at berries, and not just the berries we're familiar with, these strawberries, blueberries, we know about those, you know. Strawberries, blueberries, blackberries. I think the blackberries possibly not people's favorite, but there are some other berries that we need to know about, and you could take them in its actual form, or you could actually take them as a supplement. So the first berry I want to talk about, of course, is blueberries. I think people tend to add blueberries to their smoothies. They add blueberries to their oatmeal. But blueberries are actually rich in antioxidants. They reduce belly fat, and they also promote eye health, and they aid in digestion. Let's go on to the strawberries. Strawberries are a great source of vitamin C, especially because we are in flu season. It aids in weight management, it maintains healthy skin, and it's also good for your heart. Raspberries helps with anti-aging, antioxidants, good for bone health, and it also promotes weight loss. So we talked about blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and blackberries. Blackberries protect your heart. They are a source of potassium. It's good for your hair if you want healthy hair. And it is an effective anti-inflammatory. The other berry that I think people don't know about that I actually use a lot in terms of keeping my immune system up is elderberry. Elderberry has antioxidant properties. It is a very good immune system booster and anti-inflammatory and energy booster. So the next berry, people are familiar with this one. It is acai berry. It is good for your skin. It stimulates healthy digestion, and it's definitely high in antioxidants, and it's also an energy booster. Bilberry and goji berry. We're starting to see a lot of goji berries, but goji berries in like the dried format. So it increases your energy level, it detoxifies your body, it also boosts your immune system, and it's good for healthy hair and skin. Bilberries are good for healthy hearts, good for your eyes, and rich in antioxidants, and it protects the liver. So those are the berries. Now let's look at how many grams do you need So raspberries, they have about 64 calories, 8 grams of fiber, which is good. So you know what fiber is for. It helps you move in the bathroom. Vitamin C is 36% is necessary for the daily value. Vitamin K, raspberries has 8% of vitamin K and 36% manganese. When you're looking at goji berries, 1 cup of raspberries is 123 grams of all of those vitamins listed. And let's look at goji berries. Goji berries have 98 calories. They have 3.7 grams of fiber. Vitamin C, 15%. Vitamin A, 42%. And 11% iron. So we definitely need iron, especially if you are mostly plant-based. And if you're a woman too, because women tend to be cold and it's because we are iron deficient. Strawberries, again, 1 cup is about 144 grams. And it has 46 calories, 3 grams of fiber, 97% vitamin C, and 24% manganese. Bilberries, you need about 3.5 ounces, which is 100 grams, calories 43, fiber 4.6, vitamin C 16%, vitamin E 12%. Acai berries, 3.5 ounces of acai berry puree, or you could even do frozen, 70 calories and 5 grams of fiber. Cranberries, which also have iodine in them that we talked about yesterday, 1 cup of raw cranberries provides the calories are 46 calories, fiber 3.6 grams, vitamin C 16%, and manganese 12%. Grapes, I don't do a lot of grapes, even though they are considered a berry, because most grapes don't have seeds. So those are the berries, and you could add them to not just your food but also to your water. And definitely the more raw berries you could have, the better. Adding them to your smoothie is definitely an option. Adding them to your salads is also an option. So that is very, very good. So add some berries to your daily intake or your daily fuel intake, and see how you feel. Thank you guys so much for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and it's Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We digitally, virtually chatted today about berry. Good, because berries are good. So enjoy your day, and let's continue this conversation on Facebook at Official Madison Chase Fitness, and on Instagram and YouTube, Madison Chase Fitness, and then on Twitter, Madison Chase Fit. Thank you so much for listening, and we will chat tomorrow.